We begin on the top line of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues to discuss the discussion from the previous Dafim and culminate this discussion at the end of this parak. This sugya began on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, where Yishmol had asked the question regarding an onion that was a Shemitah onion, that it was plucked from the ground during Shemitah, which gives it certain prohibited status. And then that bulb of the Shemitah produce was planted in the eighth year. Then its gedulim, the growths, were outnumbering the proportion of what the bulb, the original bulb, which was prohibited. So his question was, do we say that the gedulim are considered separate, and that as they grew in a permitted status in the eighth year, and therefore now that they should be mevatel the ikur, which is aser? Or do we say no, as the Ran had explained, that they're considered a manifestation of the bulb, which is aser, and therefore they're also aser, and so therefore definitely they're not going to be mevatel the bulb itself. Now, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brought originally that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha wanted to resolve this question from a halacha of Rabbi Chanina Trisai, who had said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, that regarding that, we see that the gedulim will be mevatel es ikar. And on that, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to him, and some say it was Rabbi Zureka, that, what do you mean? You're leaving two opinions to follow one? Which the Gemara had said, what are these two opinions? So they were the opinions of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison, which they said seemingly that the gedulim are not mevatel es ikar. So therefore the Gemara said, so therefore you can't bring a raya. And then the Gemara went to different discussions trying to bring a raya on regards to this question, if gedulim are mevatel the ikar or not. Do we say the outgrowths of that thing itself that got bigger now because it was replanted, do we say that that is going to nullify the ikar? Ultimately, the Gemara did resolve the question and it proved this halacha that gedulim are mevatel the ikar. Now, so therefore the Gemara had asked, so that seemingly refutes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison, where they said, as we had recorded on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that gedulim are not mevatel the ikar. So in that, Rabbi Yitzchak answered that no, it's not a contradiction, because the proof that we brought, that gedulim are mevatel the ikar, was told by the halachas of Shemitah, which, yes, that resolved the original question of Yishmal, who had asked regarding Shemitah bulb of an onion. But however, that's only because since Shemitah, the primary issa of it, comes because of its growth, so therefore it could then be nullified in its own growth that also comes from growth from the land. Whereas in contrast to the cases of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison, which were talking about Arla and Klayim, which there are other variables involved in creating the Isser, besides for the fact of the growth from the land, therefore the fact that now it has more growth is not enough to go ahead and be mevatel the Iker, and therefore it's not a contradiction for their opinion that regards to their halachas, that the Gidl is not going to mevatel the Iker. Because although by Shemitah we see that the Gidl is mevatel the Iker, that's because since the Iser came from the ground, so then now when it has more growth from the land, so therefore the ground can then nullify and undo what was originally made by the Iser in the ground. And the Gemara concluded that discussion by saying, but regards to Ma'iser, which the Gemara had assumed its Iser, the prohibition is from its growth in the land, and yet still it does not become bottle from the growth in the land. And that the Gemara concluded by saying that that's because Ma'iser is different. Ma'iser actually is not growth from the land. It's actually like Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison, where since the Iser comes because of its digun, which is when it becomes smoothed out in a large pile in the granary, that's what actually creates the Iser of the obligation of giving Ma'iser. So therefore, it's actually like Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yenison, again, like Klaim and Arla, where yes, the Gidl is not going to mevatel the Iker. It's only things like Shemitah. Now, on that, the Gemara continues on our daf, and says, Masav Rami Bar Chama. Now, this question is specifically on that third opinion mentioned, which we just mentioned, Rabbi Yanai and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Because his case was talking about an onion of Truma, which specifically an onion, as we've been mentioning, is something that's in Zarekala. The seed, the source of the new nourishment of what's going to grow out of it, does not just disintegrate. It actually just manifests and gets larger and larger, but the original bulb remains. Now, so he says, regarding such an onion bulb of Truma, which was replanted, and then the outgrowths of that onion are more, and they outnumber the ikar of Isra, of the Truma, of the bulb, so then the whole onion is going to be permitted. Now, so obviously we see from Abiyana that he holds that by Gedulin, even if we're talking about an Isser that's not just from growth from the ground, because Truma doesn't come just because it grew, but came because some non-Kayan, some Yisrael went, and when he took off this portion as Truma to the Yisrael, to the Kayan, that gives it a status of Truma. And even though it's the Isser is not through Karka, meaning not like Shemitah, still he held that it's going to be Mal, it's going to be Mevatla, it's going to nullify the Iker, the Isser part of the Truma. Truma is Usser, and yet he holds that when you replant that Truma bulb of Truma, of the onion, then the growth, if the ratio is outnumbering that, it will be Mavatlet. So that's why the Gemara asks now from our Mishnah, from a case of Kainamais, which Kainamais is regards to Neder, which is also something that the Isser doesn't come from growth itself, and that we see that, no, that it cannot be Mala es ha'ikar. In other words, essentially the same thing as what we had continued from the previous sugya, where when the for his disputants, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yonason, which we had quoted enough in Zayma Beis, which we said actually for them it's not difficult, although we proved from the halachas of Shemitah that the Gedulin are Mevatel es ha'ikar. So we said, yes, that's of course regarding Shemitah, where it's from the growth of the land, so the land itself can then nullify the ikar. But by things which are not the Isser from growth in the land, then the Gidul cannot be Mevatel as the ikar. Now, so the Ram points out, and we had alluded to this at the end of the previous Daf Shir, so why is the Gemara asking from, why is Rabbi Muhammad asking from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yanai, when it could have just asked from this last brisa that we ended off, where we quoted regarding a litra of Meiser Tevel, which we said that the Levi has Meiser, that he didn't take off Trumas Meiser yet, where we said that that's something that's not the Isser from the growth, from the land, because the Isser comes when you make it into Digun, into a smooth pile in the granary, and we just ended off with that brisa, and we proved from there that halacha holds that the Gidul will not be mevatel es ha'ikar, which we thought that's a question on the resolution of Rech and Reins, and we said that no, because you're right, because the Isser did not come from the growth, from the land. So therefore we have a brisa we just said that proves that ein Gidul mevatel es ha'ikar, when the Isser of the Iker did not come from just because it grew in the land. If the prohibition came from growth in the land, so then growing more in the land could nullify that. But if it didn't come from that, which is what we said Meiser is, it cannot be Mevatel. So we said that works well with Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yonason, who that's exactly what they said regarding Arla and Klai Karim. Now, when we're talking about their dispute in Rabbi Yanai, why are we going all the way back to the Mishnah when we could have asked from this Brisa? So the Ran says that, first of all, it's always stronger questions asked from a Mishnah than a Brisa. And moreover, he says, and this also resolves something that we had ended off on the previous daf, is that this halacha, and we're going to see more of this at the end of the daf, of this Trumas Meiser, this Meiser that's Tevel, which didn't have Trumas Meiser taken off of it, and then they got replanted, and then you have more growth in the Shemitah year, it's obvious that there's not going to be Bittel. And the reason for that is, as the Ran says, is because that Meiser that has to have Trumas Meiser taken off of it, although it's mixed in now with its other permitted growths, but that original litra of Meiser is what's called Dava Sheish L'Matirin. It could be permitted. How so? Isn't it a Dava Isser? Because it's Tevel? Because this Meiser didn't have Trumas Meiser taken off of it? Yes, but you can be paided. You could take off Trumas Meiser for it from somewhere else. So although it's now mixing with everything else and you don't know where it is, so you have a Tarubis, but it doesn't make a difference. It has Matirin. There's a way for it to be permitted and not have to come out to Bittel. How so? By taking off Trumas Meiser for somewhere else. So therefore the Ran says that's another reason that explains also a little bit what we ended up in the previous daf, where we said that although the new growths are going to be considered distinct from the Iker, and it is going to be exempt from the halachas of Meiser because it grew in the Shemitah year, and we don't see it as a manifestation of the Iker itself, but still we said that it's not going to be Mevatel the Iker, where although along the whole sugi we were constantly saying that's the same idea when it's, if it's a manifestation of the Iker, then everything's Aser. If it's not a manifestation of the Iker, then it actually will nullify the Iker. You're right, it should do that. But the reason why it's not going to do that is because the Iker itself is actually a Dava Sheish L'Matirin. So even though it's mixed with other things, it still cannot be Mevatlet. Now, so therefore, that's why the Gemara is not asking it from the previous Brisa. But what the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yanai is from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Kainim Peiris Ha'elu Alive. Somebody says that I'm taking a neder, that these fruits should be forbidden to me. Or koinim hein al pi, or they're considered neder on my mouth, or koinim hein lefi, or they're neder to my mouth. So the halacha is also b'chilufeinu b'gidulein. So now you're prohibited, not only in these fruits themselves, but since, as we explained in the Mishnah, you designated specifically them, you're forbidden to eat them, what you swap them for, and even in their outgrowths. Now, let's say you say Shani Oichel v'Shani Toim. You don't say Eilu, but you just say that I'm prohibiting fruits that I'm going to eat or I'm going to taste. So then we said Mutu b'chilufein b'gidlein. Then you permit it in what you exchange it for and in their growth, because when you exchange it for in the growth, you're not tasting it anymore. Now, that the Mishnah said is Toma b'dovish zarekola. All this was talking about types of produce where when you plant it, then the seed disappears, it disintegrates. Then you say that halacha is going to change according to if you say Eilu versus if you say Shani Oichel v'Shani Toim. Av b'dover she'in zarei kala, but regarding something, a type of a produce where the seed does not disintegrate, then afila gidul gidul nasurin, then even the outgrowths of the outgrowths are going to be forbidden. Now what that means to say is, so like the case of Rabbi Yana, which was talking about a betzal, an onion of truma, so that we see that the ikur will never become bottle, no matter how many gidul you have, even if you have outgrowths on outgrowths, we're still going to say, since the bulb is still there, it's not, the zera is not color, that it's everything that comes out of it is going to be asr. And specifically, we're talking about koinomais, which are things which the issue is not because of its growth from land, it came because somebody said that this should be asr from someone's speech, and therefore we see, nala gribyanai, we see that something that's not from the issur from the ground, that we don't say the gidul amavatl as ha ikr. And whereas Rabbi Yannai said that when you have a bulb of truma, of an onion, that when you'll plant it and you'll have more gidul, it will be mavatl. So Amr Baba Bama says it's not a difficulty on Rabbi Yannai. Shani koinomais, and that is, a nether is different. Hayil v'iboyi mitchel alayu. Since you could go ahead and ask regarding it, meaning you could come to a chacham and say that I have charata or there's a Pesach, I would never have made such a nether. So since if you want to, you can undo the issa of the nether, that makes it more stringent in halacha, because that ultimately means to say that this prohibition has another a way for it to be permitted, not through the mechanics of nullification. And therefore, that's why there's no bittel in the majority item. Versus that's why our Mishnah says that yes, even gedul and gedul are going to be are still everything's going to still be asa because you can't be mevatlin. However, that doesn't contradict Rabbi Yannai, where you but regarding the halacha of truma, that there we're going to say that when there's something that's an issa that doesn't have matirin, that it's going to that the gedul could be mevatl the ik. Now, but not the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Harei truma, but truma. Truma has the same status that you're trying to explain for our Mishnah, where if you want, you could either find an opening or some type of regret, just like other Nadarm, just like Truma comes from your designation and your verbalization of it to be Truma. Same thing is the same thing that applies by Nadarm, and yet in spite of that, Ubat Liberaiv, and still there is a halach of nullification by Truma. Did not like we learned, the Mishnah Masechtas Truma is. Now, the Ram points out one thing. That is, why is the Gemara going to a Mishnah Masechtas Truma to ask its question? It could have asked for Rabbi Yannai's own halacha. Rabbi Yannai is talking about a bitzal of truma. And he says that the gedul and the outgrowths will be mevatel, the ikr, but that should be the question on his own opinion. What do you mean? How can you say that? We just explained for you why the Mishnah is not going to be difficult on you because neder is something that you could ask about it. So it's like davar shesh matir nidivra, there cannot be any bittel. So truma is the same thing. You could also undo your designation of the truma. So how could there be any bittel in your type of a case where you said the gidl is mevatel the ikr? So in that the Ran says, the reason why the Gemara didn't ask it from Rabbi Yannai himself is because we could reject the question by saying that Rabbi Yannai is talking about a Yisrael that inherited this truma from his grandfather who was a kain, because his mother was a non-kain. But in other words, his father is not a kain, his father is a Yisrael, but his mother was a bas kain, so his grandfather is a kain. So he inherited from his grandfather where there you don't have anymore the element of b'yodei l'mitchel. I mean, the whole thing of that you could ask regarding it and undo the designation is only if you're that Yisrael and you made a truma but you didn't give it to the kain yet, so you could undo it. So if it gets mixed into all your other chulin, it's yeshel matirin. But regarding the case of Rabbi Yannai, he might be talking about a case where there's no more matirin because you can't be shoyel on it. Why? Because it was already given from a Yisrael to a kain. That kain has a grandson that's a Yisrael, and now that gets mixed into his produce, which for him it's problematic. And therefore the Gemara asks from a Mishnah where you can't reject it in that type of a case, as the Gemara will illustrate it, that's obviously not talking about that type of a case, and therefore it asks that you see from the Mishnah in Masechtas Trumos that although, as we just explained, the Truma, you could be shoyel on it, Still, we say that there's going to be a halacha of bittul. As the Mishnah says, sa truma tameya. Someone has a measurement of a sa, of truma that became tameh. Now, the Ranjit points out the reason why it talks about specifically truma that's tameh is to say an inference of a chiddush, to say, but if it were to be a ratio of 100 to 1, even though the truma is tameh, besides the fact that it's chulin and truma, even if the truma is tameh, it still would nullify that truma tameh and make everything permitted if it was 100 to 1. But here we're talking about the Mishnah, shenafla paches mimeichul, that fell into less than 100 of chulin to their truma. So it doesn't have the requisite shear, the measurement of bittel for truma, which is 100 to 1. It has, let's say, 70 to 1. So the halacha of the Mishnah says, is teirakiv, so you have to let the whole thing rot. The reason being is because, and now here we see specifically because the truma was tameh, it's not fit for anybody over here. I mean, generally, if truma gets mixed into chulin, so at least you could sell it to a kohen. Here it's not fit for a kohen for consumption, because it's tameh. A kohen can't eat truma that's tameh. And neither can it be used for fuel, which generally you could use with truma that's tameh, because of rabbinic concern of, because it might come to be a stumbling block where if you hold on to the truma that's tameh to use as fuel, you might come to consume it, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Pesachim Daf Chav Amud Beis. So therefore, there's no utility whatsoever for this whole tarubas, this whole mixture, because since it doesn't have the ratio of being mevatel the truma, you have truma tameh inside of here that no one could use, so you have to let it rot. Now, the inference is, halameya tala. But if the truma was mixed into 100 of chulin, it would nullify that one piece of truma. Now, that's in spite of the fact that truma is something that has matirin. How so? Just like you said by Nedarim, when we said regarding kainamis, that since you could be shoyl on it, so you could undo it, so it's considered matirin. So there's no bittul, but how could you say that when the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas is talking about truma, and yet still we see that bittul applies even though you could be shoyl on it? So now the Gemara says, Amri, they said, the reason why the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas is talking about that bittul applies and there's no matirin, although seemingly you could be shoyl on it, is because we're talking about that the kohen already has the truma. Now, once the kohen merited it, the loy matzi mitzvah alad, no one could go ahead and be shoyl in it, undo the designation, if he already was zoich in it. I mean, the only way you could be shoyl in it is the Yisrael didn't yet give it, it wasn't actualized as truma yet, he just designated, so he could undo it. But once he gave it to the kohen, it's already automatically truma, and there's no undoing it, so therefore there's no way to undo it, so there's no matirin, that's where it's going to be batal. Now that the Gemara asks, Ihachi Masefa, if that's the classification of the case of that Mishnah, look at the end of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, but in Ma'aseh Tahira, regarding this Taruvus, we said we first spoke about Truma that's Tameh. Then the Mishnah says, but if the Truma that got mixed into all this Chulin is Tahir, then of course the Yisrael can't eat it because it doesn't have 100 to 1, it's just 70 to 1. So there is some Truma in here that's forbidden to him, but Timach the Kain, he could sell it to the Kain, because a Kain could eat Truma. Now the question is, if you tell me it's talking about a Kain, what does it mean he has to sell to a kohen? Let him just eat it. So obviously we're not talking about that the kohen has it. So El Rav the Gemara says, you're right, we're talking about Yisrael shenafel loy mebeis avi'im kohen askinah. We're talking about it's Yisrael that however he inherited or he got a gift from his grandfather who was a kohen. So you can't be shoyl in it anymore because it was already actualized as truma when it was given to his grandfather. But even though it's truma taira, he can't eat it because he's Yisrael. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, he should sell it to a kohen. On that, the Gemara asks, but Vokatani Seifa. But the Seifa of that Mishnah says, Timoch the kohen, not only do you sell it to the kohen, it says, Chutz midmei oisasa, says, look, you could sell this whole tarub, this whole mixture to a kohen, besides for that sa of truma. Reason being is because that's not yours, that's really the kohen's. But you have all your other produce inside of it, so you sell it to a kohen, you say, barring that amount of truma, I'm charging you for the chulin that's really mine. I don't know which it is, so I'm going to sell you the whole thing. Now the problem is, if this is a Yisrael that inherited the truma from his grandfather, the only thing is he got mixed into all this chulin that he had in his house too, why can't he sell the whole thing, even that sah, to another kohen when he owns it? He owns that truma, because his grandfather had already inherited. So why would it say chutz me'etz sah? So El Emer Rav the Gemara gives a whole different answer to this question. And it's going to divide why by Kinamis we actually say that it's considered David Shishl Matirin because you could be Shail on it, like we explained the Mishnah, our Mishnah, why it's not difficult on Rabbianai, in contrast to Truma. And that is Bishlem Kinamis mitzvah litshuli alehen. By Kinamis, there's a positive commandment to go ahead and be Shail on the nether so that you should be considered like you uprooted the nether, that you don't have a nether to have to fulfill. And because of that, so we consider as if it already was asked on. And therefore, when it gets mixed in, it's not going to be able to it's going to be considered a dava sheyesh le matirin. And because it has matirin, so that's why we're going to say that it's always going to continuously be asur. Now, the reason for this is mishum de Reb Nosson. Because the halacha of Reb Nosson, because the Amr Reb Nosson says, kol hanoyder, whoever takes a neder, it's not a good thing. Kilu bana bama, it's like as if he built his own private altar at a time when you're not allowed to. Vamakayman, someone that then, not only did he make the neder, but he fulfills it. It's like he has brought a carbon, a sacrifice on that, which is not good. So although you made the neder, and that's already not good, but we don't want you to fulfill it. We want you to find a way out of it to be shoyl on it. Now, so therefore, since there's a mitzvah for that, so we say that it's considered that as if you were shoyl on it. In other words, that there is matirin for it, and since there's matirin for it, so therefore that's why that's going to be halacha that you can't go ahead and do bitl in it. Because to the contrast, we're not being mevatel it as an iser. We first want you to be shayl on it. And if you're not, so then for the whole thing is going to be aser, like a double sheshel matirin. However, truma my mitzvah literally, Allah, regarding truma, there's no mitzvah to be shayl on it. You could be, but you made this truma, give it to the kain. Now therefore, since it's not an automatic thing of like heter, which like we said by a kainama is like a neder, where automatically it's almost like a heter because we want you to be shayl on it, and there's no mitzvah for the person to do that, so therefore we don't give it the classification of a dava sheyesh lematirin. Meaning, although that, yes, you could be shayl in it, and there is a way out, that's not considered a dava sheyesh lematirin. Because dava sheyesh lematirin means to say that either it's for sure going to be something that's ultimately going to be mutter, or it should be mutter, but truma is not in that category, and therefore it's not considered a dava sheyesh lematirin, even though there is a way out, and therefore bitl will apply for it. Now, although we said by Hektish on the previous daf in Chesem and Aleph, that it's considered dava sheyesh lematirin, that the Ran explains is because we're talking about the hektish of bedek habayis, where there by default, at one point it's going to have to be redeemed, because that's the whole purpose of the bedek habayis. When someone says it's kaddish, they need it to be able to change it in for money, to be able to use it for the services that they need in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore that's also considered dava sheyesh lematirin, because ultimately it should and it will be ended up being redeemed, and therefore it's considered a yeshloi matirin. But that's what the Gemara ends over here, that it's not difficult on Rabbi Yana from our Mishnah. And the reason being is because kainamis are different than the halacha of the bitzal shel truma that Rabbi Yana was talking about, because of that because you could be shoyl in it, that's why it's considered dava sheyesh lematirin, and that's why bitl doesn't apply to it. But when bitl does apply, like by truma, so then we're going to say that the gedulin could be mevatel the ikar even by something that's not because of the growth in the land. Like by the halacha of truma, And therefore, it's not a difficulty on him from our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Gufa, the Gemara returns to the discussion that we had on the beginning of this sugyan, in Zayin Mabez, where, after, as we just discussed, the three opinions, which was two against one, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan saying that the Gidul is not Mavatl as the Iker, which we explained is specifically if it's not also because of growth in the land like Shemitah, whereas Rabbi Yana, who we just discussed now, said that the Gidul is Mavatl the Iker, even if it's some other iser, not just growth in the land. And our Mishnah is not difficult because, yes, the Gidul would be Mevatel the Iker, but it's not Mevatel the Iker, is just because the Iker itself, like we said regarding the previous price that we ended off with, is a Dava Shesh Lematirin. So a Dava Shesh Lematirin, so that you can't be Mevatel in all situations, even if it wasn't from the growth of the thing itself, even if it was mixed in with other things. Now the Gemara moves on to the next thing. So Gufa, we said that, and this was Rabbi Yitzchak, this is a different Rabbi Yechna that the Ran had pointed out, that there was a machlekes amiram in Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. So Rabbi Yitzchak was Amr Rabbi Yechanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan the following halacha. He said, litra bitzalim shetikna, regarding a litra, a certain measurement of onions that were fixed. In other words, that one took off all the appropriate maestris from this amount of onions. But then bizarra, so now it could be eaten. But then the person went and he planted these bulbs, these onions. So then the halacha is, that misaseris lefikula, that now you have to take maestros according to everything now, meaning not only according to the new growths, which never had maestros taken off from it, but even the ikar itself, which the ikar itself had already had maestros taken off from it, still we say the new growths are mevatel the ikar totally. Again, this is not like that other Rabbi Yechanan that we said, because there's two, the Machlokes HaMeorim in how Rabbi Yechanan says. In other words, this Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yitzchak and the Rabbi Yechanan holds, that the Gedulim are totally Mevatel the Iker. because although the ikra, you already took off maizes, you have to take off again because the new growth redefines the whole onion. And the new growths are more, and the new growth never had maizes taken off of it. So therefore, everything has to have taken maizes, even the original bulb. Now, Yosef Rabba b'kama lo shmaitzes. Rabba was saying over this teaching that Rabbi Yitzchak had said the name Rabbi Yechna. So Amar Rav Chizda said to Rabba, Man tzoyis lach ol Rabbi Yechna Rabba. Who's going to listen to you and your teacher Rabbi Yechna? And the reason is because Heter Shebehen l'heichen halach. Where exactly, tell me, did the permitted aspect of this onion go? In other words, what his question was is that even if you're going to say the other way around, let's say you have an ikar of iser, you have a bulb that's forbidden, and you're going to say that the gedulin of heter, the new growth, are going to mivatal the iser. There are opinions that say that. Now that Rav Chizda says, I understand that, I get that. The reason being is because since you have a majority, whatever the measurement is regarding that iser, you have the majority of the outgrowth that are more than, they outweigh the in proportion, the ikar, the primary iser, so I understand why you're allowed to eat the whole mixture. The reason being is because when you eat it, you don't taste the iser whatsoever, which is the fundamental principle of the halach of shishim, of 60, which you don't taste it. So therefore, even though you have prohibited item here mixed in with all these permitted things, and it didn't disappear, it's still going to be mutter because you don't taste the iser. So therefore, we consider it non-existent halachically. We're not adding on any attributes and appellations to that prohibited item, but we're just saying what it would cause to everything else is non-existent. But his Rav Chizda's problem was, but regarding this case of Meister, since the halacha of Tevel goes proportionate, I mean, you have to take over a tenth from what's Tevel, so on that Rav Chizda is asking, why did you say this halacha Rabbi Yechanan, that you have to take off Meister, a tenth from the whole bulb, from the whole onion? But the problem is, where did Heter go? In other words, how can you take off Meister, a tenth, from that original part, which was permitted, already had Meister taken off from it? So I understand the growths you have to take off, and I understand the other way around. When you have Iser, that's the Iker, and Heter, that's permitted. So we say that the Iser is not going to affect, and you could even eat the Iser because you're not going to taste it anymore because it gets dispersed throughout. So we're saying that it's not going to cause anything. But to add on things to it, how can you do that? How can you turn a heter into iser? We understand how iser could turn into heter because we're just neutralizing it. But neutralizing a heter doesn't make it into aser. It doesn't turn it into tevel. How can you require meiser on the original part, which already was kosherized already? You already had taken off meiser on it already. Where did that heter go? How can you go ahead and say that now it's an iser? You can't create iser into that. And therefore, that was Rav Chizda's problem with this halacha. So Amalei, so Rabbi responds to Rav Chizda, he says, Miloit nan de kavasa. Didn't we learn a Mishnah just like this halacha Rabbi Yechanan, which we had quoted this Mishnah previously, a Mishnah Masechta Shviz? The Mishnah said, Betzalim shiyarda aleim gisham betzimcha. If you have an onion from the 6th year, a permitted onion, and then in the 7th year, in the Shemitah year, rain falls on it when it's in the ground, and it sprouts more in the 7th year. So we continue on Tamid Beis, where the Mishnah said, Imhoyu olin shelhen shcharin, so if the leaves, now they turn black in the Shemitah year, asurin, so we say that now the onion is forbidden. Now, from the fact that it just says a blank statement, asur, sounds like that the whole thing is going to be asur. That we qualify the whole onion, even the bulb that was from the 6th year, as a Shemitah onion. Whereas Hayriku Mutarin, but the Mishnah said, but if they're not so black, if they're more pale, then the onion will be permitted because then the growth that it had in the 7th year was insignificant and the growth would really come from the onion itself, which was a manifestation of it being an onion of the 6th year. Now, on that, Rabbi says back to Rav Chizda, if your question is correct, where you say this logic of, what do you mean? Heter Shebehen Laheichan Halach, where did the permitted aspect of this item go? So then, V'chish Chayrin, Amai Asurin, why does the Mishnah say that if it became black, the leaves, which means that it became strong now in the 7th year, that the onion is aser? It shouldn't have said a blanket statement that it's aser, because lema heter shebehen leichen halach. It should have said, it has your problem. Where did the permitted bulb of the 6th year go? In other words, because, for example, let's say that this person takes this, you're calling it a Shemitah onion now because it had growth in the 7th year. Let's say he switches it with a permitted onion. He doesn't exchange. Now, according to your opinion, you, Rav Chisda, the monetary aspect of the sixth-year part of it, which is the bull pot, should not be exchanged and have truma status on it. And so the question is, how can you say usr as if the whole thing has a monetary value of shmita on it? Obviously, Rabbi says to Rav Chisda that the gedulin are mevatel the ikr in totality, as if it wasn't there. In other words, and this is a chiddush, that even the ikr itself gets changed. And as Aran points out, his last two words is because of its growth. And that is, as the Mefarshim explained, the Ran is because, yes, even the permitted part, which is the bulb in the sixth year, an organism, when it's in the ground, and that's why it's different than when it's out of the ground, is continuously growing and changing. And therefore, even the permitted part now, in its growth in the seventh year, becomes something that grew in the seventh year. And therefore, even that original part, yes, will be Aser. So therefore, that doesn't contradict Allah Rabbi Yechon, which is the same idea. Where you had something that already had Maaser taken off from it, when it gets replanted at a time when you have to go ahead and take off Maaser, which is like the new growth, that old permitted thing will now be considered Aser. In other words, that you'll have to go ahead and take off Maaser from that original one, and we're not bothered with this concept that you say of Heter Shabahan Lehechon Halach. It did go away because of its new growth that it had. So Amalei, Rav Chisda said to Rabba, no, there's no raya from that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Mi savar al ikr katani, do you think that Mishnah that said that if the leaves get black, which means that there was growth in the Shemitah year, that it said that it's going to be usa now, that that's going back even on the bulb itself from the sixth year? No, atay sefes katani asurin. When it says it's going to be usa, this onion was only because of the additional growth that it had in the Shemitah year. And although now it's saying a blanket statement that the whole onion is usa, it's only because it's mixed together with the layers of the onion that grew in the seventh year. But regards to the primary part of the onion, if let's say you went and you sold this forbidden onion and you transferred it onto something else, that would only be proportionally regarding the growth. But the ikr is actually not going to be usr because it's true, like I'm saying, that heter shabahan lehechon halach. And therefore, that's my question on your opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. So on that, Rabbi responds back to Rav Chisda, Ihachi, if that's the case, the way you're describing the Tanakhama's opinion, so my usr Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lemeim, then what is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel coming to say in the Braisa, which then qualifies the halacha of the Mishnah Shvius we just said? Because the Tanu Lina Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he argues in the Tanakhama. He says, Hagodol b'chiyiv, that which grew in the obligatory status, meaning in the year of the Shemitah, then chayiv, that's going to be liable. It's going to have the restrictions of the Shemitah produce, which you're going to have to do beer, you have to liquidate it before a certain time. But a gadol b'pater, that's which grew in the permitted time, meaning that's the ikr, the bulb itself, which grew in the sixth year, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that's going to be pater. Now, on that, Rabbi says to Rav Chisda, but according to you, Tanakhama nami hachiyama. The Mishnah Masechta Shvi'is, the Tanakhama, was saying the same thing. I mean, according to me, we understand what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue on. Because the Tanakhama said, everything's asa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. If what it grew in chiv is chayiv, what grew in pater is exempt. But according to you, that's exactly what Tanakhama said. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel adding? So on that, Rav Chisda responds, no, kula masnit, Rav Shimon Gamliel katani la. It's the whole Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and it's just being elaborated in the Braisa. And therefore, Rav Chisda still holds his question is valid against Rabba. Now, the Gemara continues with Rabba responding to Rav Chisda. And Rabba tells Rav Chisda, so you're right, although now I can't bring any more support from my halacha of Rabbi Yechanan from the Mishnah Masechta Shvi'is, like you just explained, because you're saying that it's really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who is actually clearly saying not like that, that he's saying that what grew in the permitted time does not become usa from the new growth. So on that, Rabbi says to Rav Chisda, and even if we'll say like you, that Mishnah Masechta Shvi'is actually seemingly says not like me, that it's really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and what's usa is only the new growth and not the old permitted Iker, even that wouldn't be difficult on me. And Rabbi says why? He says, because va'adkan lo yishamet le'le Rav Shimon Gamliel, because up until now, where did we hear this concept of Rav Shimon Gamliel that where, yes, he's saying that the gidul and the new growths in the Shemitah year are not going to totally change over the Iker, the permitted Iker from the sixth year. That's only deloy katarach. That Rabbi says to Rav Chisda is only because the person, the owner, didn't go through the effort of having the gedulim being mevatel the ikar. It's just that it rained on it in the seventh year, which made it shemitah growths. So then we say that the new growths are not going to mevatel the ikar. Aval heicha dekar torach, but where the person went through the effort, like the case that I'm discussing, where you took a litra of bitzalim, of onions, and then the guy went and, meaning they already had maaser taken off from it, and then, which is the case of Rabbi Yechon, and then went and replanted it, there, Rabbi says to Rav Chisda, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree that batal beruba, that you would say that the new growths, that are the majority, would totally nullify the ikrim. And therefore, even according to your interpretation of Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, so although it wouldn't be a riot to me, but it's still not a question on me. Because although the gedulim are not being mevatel the ikar, it's because the person didn't go through the effort. But when the person went through the effort to go ahead and replant it again, then we'll even say that the gedulim will be mevatel the ikar. Even when the ikar is a heter, the iser could actually undo the heter part of it, as we explained, derech geduloi, that it itself becomes now prohibited. Now the Ran does point out one very pertinent question. The way the Ran had explained this whole sugya beginning on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that we said that there's two elements that are contingent one on the other. The Ran said that if we say the gedulin are not like the ikr, then it's obviously that then the gedulin will be mevatel the ikr. Now, and because that's the same idea, if we say the gedulin are not like the ikr, then the gedulin is not mevatel the ikr, because if it was not like the ikr, then it would be considered something distinct, and then of course it would be mevatel like any other thing. Now the problem is that here we see that from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that's how he's explained the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, is that what grew in a prohibited status in the Shemitah year, that's going to have the halachas of Shemitah. Now, whereas that which grew in the permitted status will not. Now the problem with that is that we see that the gedulin are not like the ikar, because if it was like the ikar, just like the ikar was a sixth year bulb, so the growth, even though it grew in the seventh year, would have the halacha like the sixth year. And we're saying that it's not, that it's going to have Shemitah status. But however, even so, we're still saying that what grew in the sixth year will still be exempt. So we see that even though the gedulin are not like the ikar, it's still not being mevatlet. But how are we making that divide? And this is where we ended off on the previous topic, the same conundrum, which is that how can you have that the growths are going to be in an obligated state, but the previous thing will maintain its permitted status? But if that should be tali zebezed, they're dependent one on the other. If you're considering it separate, then it should change over the original thing. And here we're not doing that. So on that, the Ran says the reason being is because here, as we have alluded to this before, is that the ikar is not an iser. To say that the gedulim can be vatal as the iser, we always talk about bittel generally, nullifying an iser. Here, the ikar is heter. The original litra of bitzalim that you had already taken off meiser, that was saying that you can't really be mevatel heter, because generally the whole way of bitl of nullification is you nullify an iser and not an heter. Now, although we mentioned that you could do that, but that is, as the Ram points out, moreover, is because that's only when you went through the tirch, the effort of doing that. But here, in this case, the new growths happened by themselves, and you didn't go through the effort of trying to nullify it. That's why what grew in the Shemitah year, that's why it's not going to change over the original status itself. So again, when you go ahead and you plant something, and with the intention of even taking the heter and changing that over, so we said regarding the previous, what we ended up in the previous stop with Meister, so that the Ran addressed already, that's because it's considered Dabashesh Matirin. That's why it's not going to be Vatlet. But even something of heter, if you go through the effort, so then that's what Rab is explaining to Rav Chisda, then of course it will go ahead and it will nullify it. But regarding the case of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so you have two things working against it. First of all, what you're trying to nullify is heter, which that's not generally how the halacha bittel works. And moreover, is that since you're not going through the effort of being mevatlet, it's just the rain in the seventh year made it grow more. So that's why we say that the gedulin, since they came by themselves, is not going to mevatel as the ikar. But the Ran says that doesn't contradict our general concept when you have an iser and you're trying to mevatel the iser, like which was the case of that we had been discussing, and you go through the tircha, even when it's going to be heter, then we'll say that, yes, they're contingent one on the other. But here, it will be different, where although the growths will be aser, because they grew in the Shemitah year, But however, it's still not going to mevatel as ikur. It's not going to make the ikur into an iser again, because like Rab had explained the Gemara, because they didn't go through the tircha, through the exertion, through the effort. Now the Ran just points out then, according to what we just said, Shutz Vli is the Gemara could have resolved the question that we had brought up on Daf Nun Zayin, which in the beginning of this whole discussion, that we talked about an onion that was pulled out in the Shemitah year. We could have, that we were trying to resolve it from a case of an onion where we had a vineyard, which was creating a problem of climb, and then the vineyard was taken out. So the Gemara tried to prove from there the halacha of, if you say that the gidol is mevatel the ikar. The Ran says the Gemara could have rejected the raya by saying that the case of the onion when it was in the vineyard and you uprooted the vineyard and now the new growths were sans klayim, that we could have said that there's no raya from there. Although there the halacha is that the gidol is not going to move out to the ikar, we could have said because there was no tircha. The person didn't go through the effort of replanting this to create new gidulim to be mevatlit. So that the Ran says that the truth is yes, the Gemara could have rejected it, but since there were two rayas, which was the other halacha, which was regarding a tree of arla, which had fruits on it, which was grafted into an older tree, where there was an exertion to do it, and still we see that it's not going to be about the ikar. That's why regarding the other case of the betzal, which was planted in the vineyard, it didn't reject it either that way, but the truthfully is, you're right, based on what we just said over here, that there's a difference between if there's a tircha to mevatlet or not a tircha, the Gemara could have rejected and said that therefore there's no raya from that first case of the bitzal, but the reason of that shenekar karam, where yes, it's not going to mevatlet ikar because you didn't go through the tircha, but that's not going to help for the other raya, that's why they didn't mention that distinction. But now the Gemara continues and asks on this resolution that Rabbi gave to Rav Chisda, and the Gemara asks, b'chol eicha d'kot tarach? Is it really true that wherever a person does go through the effort, then batal beruba, then we're going to say, as you, Rabbi, said, that even if it's trying to mevatel heter, that it's totally going to change over that ikar if you went through the effort, and then you're going to say bittel, but v'hare litra meiser tevel, and this takes us back to what we had just alluded to before, which was the end of the previous daf's discussion, which brings us back to the question. That was talking about when you had meiser that was given to a Levi. Now, for the Levi, this meiser is still considered tevel because he has to take over meiser from his meiser and give it to the kohen. So what the Levi did was, he went and he planted, instead of giving to the kohen, he didn't give him any meiser from his meiser, but he didn't need it either, he planted it. Now, there we said, with that case of the Ketarach, where there obviously the Levi went through the effort to be mevatel the ikar, which is a tevel status for him with replanting it. And still, v'katani, we learned in that brisa that you still have to go ahead, although the new growth's not, because it's in the Shemitah year. But we said that the old litra of maaser that he had, that he replanted, he has to go ahead and still take off from a different place, we said, not from it itself, because it might be potra al-achiv, because the new growths are exempt from maaser. But you still have to take off a tenth from that original litra of maaser that was tevel of a Levi. Now, therefore, we see that even though he was matriach, he went through the effort, still we say that original iser of tevel was not nullified. Because if it was nullified, then why does it say he has to take off maaser? It should be bottle that litra in the new growths of the Shemitah year, which this is the culmination of all that we had been discussing, where how does this work out? He went through the tircha. It's actually even Isser, so definitely the Gidulim should be Mevatel the Isser. So, and that's what your Halacha of Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that the Gidul is Mevatel the Iker, so why doesn't it Mevatel it? And here you went through the Tircha. So on that, Rabbi answers, Shanagabe Meiser. Meiser is different. Damakra, and this is based on the Pasuk in Devar. Pasuk says, Aser to Aser of a Goymer, and it says a redundancy, as we're going to see, that's important, of taking off a tithe, which the Pasuk there concludes, as called tevua zarecha, that it says that you have to take off meiser from all the produce of your field, hayetza asad shana shana. Now, this pasuk tells us, the pasuk is talking about zarecha, that regarding the produce that you planted. Now, which that tells us that even though this is zarecha already, meaning that was already fixed already once before, it says a double lashon of aser to aser to say that one, sometimes not only do you take off meiser once, but to aser you're going to take off meiser a second time. Now, how would that be? When would you ever be taking off a meiser a second time from something that already had meiser taken off? That would be talking about zarecha, meaning when like the case of Rabbi Yechanan, which Rab is trying to explain, when the ikur was bottle because of the new gedulin, which is the case of Rabbi Yechanan, which is when you take something that's exempt, you plant it, and then it has new growths, which are chayiv, that totally changes over even that which was potter already, because you already take a meiser. The pasuk teaches us that you're actually going to have to go ahead and take off again, because the gedulim, which are aser, are mevatel ikur, which is heter. Now, but one thing Rabbi says, and this will answer the question from that braisa, and the fact that it says zarecha, it sounds like only that which is permitted. In other words, because that's normative, like the Gemara says, because v'hetera zari inshi. Generally, people plant seeds, produce, grain, which was already permitted. And that's what the pasuk saying, zarecha, is that's what we're saying, that zarecha could be aser to aser. What do you mean? How could zarecha be aser to aser? That means to say the halacha of the pasuk is teaching us this concept that gedulin could be mevatel the ikur, but only an ikur that's heter, because it's only heter that zarecha that you normally plant. But something that's prohibited, like the case of that braisa of the litra of meiser that's tevel, where that's not called zarecha because isura le zari inchi, people generally don't plant prohibited produce. So therefore from zarecha we learn that by something that's aser, like the case of that braisa of something that's tevel because it didn't have trumas and meiser taking off from it, that the gedulin are not mevatel the ikur. That aser to aser of being mevatel the ikur, of having to do it over again, is only by heter, that you'll have to go ahead and take off meiser again, which means, say, the new growths of iser umevatel the ikur of heter. But it teaches us that the gedulin will not be mevatel the ikur when it comes to an iser regarding halachas of meiser. Now, the Ram points out an obvious question that our whole sugya was talking about, as we had pointed out many times, like when we spoke about that it's talking about betzal and onion, is talking about something that ain zari kala, where that the seed, the bulb, does not disintegrate, like let's say grain, it rather expands. Now the problem with that is, and that's the whole discussion, so do we say that the new growth are a manifestation of that growth? Because if it disappears, it's not a manifestation of that. Now, the problem is biblically, there's nothing that is ein zarei kala, that the seed doesn't disappear, that should be obligated biblically in meiser. Grain, those things are, the seed disappears. Now, if so, how could the Gemara, how could Rabba make an inference from zarecha to tell you regarding growths of seeds that the zarei is does not disappear, that we say that, we learn from there that it's not mala as the ikur, when biblically you don't have any such meiser? How can you make an inference from a pasuk that aser to aser will only work regarding the iser being mevatel the heter, but not heter being mevatel the iser, when the case of what we're talking about, that we're trying to bring a riot to, is not even in the biblical framework? Because biblically there is no such biblical thing that's obligated meiser in ein zarei kala, like onions. So on that, the Ran says, what you have to say is that the pasuk is just what's called a nasmacht ba'alma. It's just an allusion to this halacha. But the truth is, it's really based on svara, on logic. That is, truthfully, the halacha would normally be that when somebody's planting what was originally heter, and this is the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi is trying to explain, with the new growths that are prohibited, because it grew, that the new growth never had meiser taken off from it, that it could go ahead and be mevatel the heter. Why is that? Although generally we say the other way around, that heter is mevatel issa, you have one piece of chazah falls into 1,000 pieces of kosher meat, that's what we generally talk about nullification. Now this is because the Ran had been had a lengthy discussion about this in Daf Nun Beis regarding the definition of a tarubis. Tarubis is a mixture of different types of items. So when you have heter and issa, well, since they're different, so you can say that the heter is mevatel the issa, and the iser is mevatel the heter. But the Ran says when they're both iser, which if you analyze this, the case of the braisa that we ended off the previous daf on, which Rav Chisda had just used to pose, the Gemara is asking on Rabbi's interpretation regarding something that you're being matriach to, and you said if you matriach, then it will create a bittel. That the Ran's explaining that really the logic behind this, although the Gemara, so to speak, made it sound like it's a drasha in the pasuk, it's not really a drasha. That's just an illusion because it wouldn't make sense because that's biblical and this is a rabbinic law. So the reason actually is because that case was talking about that you took a litra of meister that was tevel, where it was planted in the Shemitah year. As we said, that's the whole reason why the new growths are exempt from meister, is because it was grown in the Shemitah year where it's hefka, where there's no obligation in meister. So those growths, however, are also an iser, either because, as the case in that Bryce was told about, that it grew in the Shemitah year because it has an iser of Shemitah, or even if it's in other years when you have the growth, where they're also because of their own tevel status. So therefore the Ran says that's why there's not going to be any bittul in those cases. Because even though, let's say, the Isurim are not the same, where the Isur of the original bulb was because the Levi's Meiser was Tevel because it didn't take up Trumas Meiser from it, and the new Isur of the new growths are, they're not, they should be Mevatalit, let's say, regards to the context of Meiser, because they don't have an obligation of Meiser, so in that context they're permitted, but still there is Isur in the context of Shemitah. And therefore the Ran says that makes them too similar. They're both Isurim. And as the Ran had explained in Daf Nun Beis, that it's the dissimilarity of items that proportionally and qualitatively, the more dissimilar they are, the greater opportunity they have of creating bittul. But here he says, since they're so similar, the fact is that they're both Isser, says that is why, that's the real reason of the halacha, why the Braisa says that the Gedulim, although they're, so to speak, heter, in regards to the Isser of Meiser, will not be mala, will not nullify the Isser of that original litra of Meiser, although according to what seemingly the logic of how Rabbi explained, when you're matriach, when you go through the effort, which that person did, it should go ahead and be mala, the Isser, because it could even be mala heter into Isser, for sure, Isser into heter, and it doesn't, because it's still too similar, because it itself is an Isser, at least in the context of the halachas of Shemitah. Now the Ran, however, does end off after this explanation. He says that he's still not comfortable with this interpretation, and he says, and I need a teacher to teach me the appropriate interpretation for this halacha, for this conclusion of this Gemara, because although the Gemara makes it sound like it's a drasha, he says it can't be a drasha because it's rabbinic law, and therefore that you have to say the way he said it, but it's still not ideally, he said, regards to explaining why the halacha over there is going to be that in the context of Meiser, where it's heter, that extra gedulim are not going to mevatel the ikar of that litra of Meiser of Tevel. Now the Gemara returns to another statement that we mentioned on Daf Nun Zayin Beis Gufa. Amar b'Chanina Tirsa Amar b'Yanai. So he said, "Bitzal shel truma shenatu." If someone takes a truma onion and he plants it, v'rabba gidula v'alikara. Now there's more growths than the primary bulb itself. So mutter, so it's permitted. Meaning, although it was truma which is forbidden to a non-kain, now it's permitted because now the growths are more, and they nullify the ikar. So we view the whole thing as not truma. So remember, this sounds like that what Rabbi Yana was saying was, the gedula, as we continue on top of Samach Amaralf, heter, malnes iser, that the growths of heter are going to nullify and elevate the prohibited status of the original ikar. But what's now, the Gemara asks, but we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that says, gedule, truma, are truma, that the growths of truma are truma. So obviously we see that growths are manifestations of the ikar, and they have the same halacha as it, which is that they're truma. So how could Rabbi Yannai say that it's not only is not going to be truma, but it's even going to nullify the truma itself, when the Mishnah there says clearly that it's truma itself? So that the Gemara answers, you're right. When Rabbi Yannai said that you're taking an onion of truma, it's not that that onion was itself truma, but rather be gedule gedulin kamrina. Rabbi Yannai was talking about when you took a growth of an onion of truma, which therefore its own growths are geduli gedulin, then we're going to say that the growths of the growth are going to be permitted, and therefore those growths of growth will be mala and elevate and nullify the growth of the truma itself. But from the gedulin in contrast to the ikar itself, that you're right, it can't nullify that. But that the Gemara asks, but hanami tenina, but that halacha that you're claiming is Rabbi Yannai's halacha was also taught in that Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. It says, gidule gidulin archulin, the growths of the growths archulin. In other words, that they're not truma, but as the Ran points out, obviously would still be considered tevel. But then the question is, what do we need Reb Chanina for? If that's what you're saying, that Reb Chanina Tirsa had said in Reb Yannai was telling us that the growths of the growths are chulin and not truma, and therefore it can nullify the gidulin, but that the Mishnah is saying itself. And that the Gemara says, no hakamash malon, what Rabbi Chanin is teaching, a chiddush, is afila bedavar she'in zarikala. Even, and that's what he's specifying regarding a case of bitzal, of an onion of truma, where an onion is more of a chiddush, where it's, he's specifying that even something where the ikr of truma is still there, it's not like a type of a seed where at least it disintegrates, here it's still there, even in such a case as what Rabbi Chanin is teaching, the halacha would be that the gedula gedulin are going to be non-truma, and thus nullify the gedulin themselves. But that the Gemara still asks. But Vatnan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechtas Trumais, it tells us that hatevel, meaning regarding produce that was, it gained the status of tevel, of untithed produce, because it was already prepared for meiser, which is when it's smoothed out in the pile, which we always call digun, which at that point on, it's forbidden to even eat it aroi, meaning until it's made into a pile, you could at least eat it in a temporary type of fashion. Not in a kavuah that way, but in temporary, but once you make it smooth out in the pile, then you can't even eat it in a temporary way. So on that, the Mishnah says over there that if you went and you planted that tevel, which has already had the chiyuv of maisi, that you couldn't even in a derech aroi, then gidulav mutarin. Then the growths that come out of this tevel, which you weren't even able to eat it aroi, because it was already prepared for maiser, but its growths now that come out after you planted it, you could eat from it b'derech aroi, as long as it wasn't established for maiser. B'davish lezarekal. That the Mishnah says, it's only if the root is something that disintegrates. So then you don't really see that anymore. So it's like it totally disappeared, that tevel, and all you have are the gedulin. So the gedulin are back to the original status of anything that just grew, where you could eat it b'derech aroi. Avol davish in zarekal. But the Mishnah says, by something like an onion, what we're talking about, where the seed does not disintegrate, then even gedulin are surin, and even the growths of the growths are always going to be forbidden, that you can't eat from it even b'derech aroi, even before this new growths are smoothed out into a pile. And the reason being is because the original tevel that was smoothed out is still mixed in over here because it never disintegrated the bulb of the original part of the onion, which was truma, which was regards to tevel. Now, and therefore the Gemara's question is, all the more so when you have gedula gedulin of truma, in that type of a case of davar she'in zarekala, which is the case of Reb Chanina talking about a bitzal, that it's for sure going to be aser. So how can you say that that's Reb Chanina's halacha, that even by davar she'in zarekala, that it's, you're going to say that the gedula gedulin are going to be mutter, when we see clearly of a mission Masechtas Trumas, when we're talking about something that davar she'in zarekala, that actually not. Even gedula gedulin are going to be aser. So that the Gemara answers, Rebuya derabu gedulin alikari mutter kamash malan. What we're telling you over here in the halacha of Reb Chanina is talking about a case where the growths are outweighing the majority over the ikr, then is where we're saying that the gedulin are going to be mutter. Meaning, as the Ran's Girsa has it, which is more explicit, says that hasam over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumais is the leirabba gedulin alikare. It's because that the gedulin do not have a majority over the ikr. That's where it says over there that it's going to be asr. Here, what we're talking about is where the majority of the gedulin do outweigh the ikr, and that's why Reb Chanina says that it's going to be mutter, and thus even be mala as her ikr that was truma. In other words, when we say by tevel in that Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that the gedule gedulin are going to be aser, that's talking about when even the gedule gedulin don't have enough of a majority to nullify the ikr. Which, meaning when we say the ikr, we mean the gedulin. The gedulin does not have a majority to outweigh the gedulin. So, yes, of course, then even the gedulin are going to be aser, because there's no nullification process over here. But here we're talking about that by the onion of truma that Reb Chanina was talking about, is that the gedulin outweigh the majority of the gedulin. And that was the halacha of Reb Chanina, Tersoy, and the name Reb Yanni. Yes, it wasn't talking about gedulin being mevatel the ikr, because that clearly the Mishnah says himself, this truma is by truma, even the gedula truma are like truma, so that's going to be aser, and therefore for sure not nullifying the truma. But regarding gedula gedulin, it will nullify the gedulin itself. And although we learned by something she'in zarekala in the other Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that it's even the gedula gedulin are going to be aser, that's only if that gedula gedulin does not have a majority to outweigh the gedulin itself. So then we say that by davar she'in zarekala it's going to be aser, but when the gedula gedulin has more measurement enough to nullify the amount of the gedulin, then even though it's a davish in zarekala, then it will nullify, like Reb Chanina had said, the gedulin itself. Hanulach hanoydim min hayerek, we shall return to you the seventh parak of Masechtas Nedarim, parak hanoydim min hayerek.